When American civilian planners followed the military into Iraq, one goal was to get much of the country's state-run economy into private hands. Those plans, particularly for the oil industry, ran into resistance, but the U.S. persists. Former U.S. officials say that privatization and diversification of Iraq's economy are crucial for stability. As NPR's Emily Harris reports, that's not an easy sell.
At the state-owned men's shoe factory number 7 in Baghdad, workers are stitching up an order for 2,000 pairs of boots for the new Iraqi army. Juma Ibrahim has worked here for 25 years. He stops pounding nails in boot heels to say his salary is much higher than before the war. He now earns around $200 a month, which puts him in the highest tax bracket set by the former U.S. administrator of Iraq, Paul Bremer. That's 15%, lowered considerably from the official pre-war rate in a move criticized by some economists as more a political experiment than a practical measure. This year, budget officials expect to collect only $5 million worth of personal income taxes and nothing in corporate taxes. The general director of Iraq's budget office, Hazim Hadi Asai, is looking outside the country for the money he needs.
You know, it's hard to say exactly, but the money available now is only about 30 to 40% of what we need. We hope the countries that promised grants to reconstruct Iraq will give that money. We're also waiting for the money allocated by the American Congress.
Little of the $18.4 billion of U.S. taxpayer funds allocated for Iraq last year has yet had an impact on the ground. Other donors have promised billions, but only a fraction of that is expected to arrive this year. Even if attacks on Iraq's oil infrastructure stop, Iraqi and American officials say oil earnings won't cover many of Iraq's needs. George Wolf was a senior advisor to Iraq's finance ministry.
And that's one reason it's so important that the country continue its attempts to diversify its economy, why it's critical to develop the private sector, why it's critical to develop foreign direct investment, why it's critical to develop the banking sector. You do see oil economies that have some degree of success, but it's going to be very difficult for any economy to achieve the balance that's needed without opening its doors to the international community.
Those doors were opened when Bremer changed Iraq's investment laws to give foreigners the same rights as Iraqi investors and allow all profits to be taken out of Iraq. That was supposed to spur investment and jobs. But by late June, neither U.S. nor Iraqi officials could say how much foreign investment was coming in. Back at Shoe Factory No. 7, Director Amer Latef says workers used to make footwear under license to the Swiss company, Bally.
Involvement of the foreign companies stopped back in the time of the Iraq-Iran war because of security issues and the war and that stuff. Just like what's happening now in the country. It impedes foreign companies from coming and doing reconstruction and rebuilding.
This factory also used to be a source of revenue for the government. Any profits went to the finance ministry. Now it's not contributing anything to government coffers, just taking money to meet payroll, even for employees who don't show up. Still, workers like Ibrahim, pounding nails into boots, fear privatization. He wants the factory to stay in government hands.
They employ more employees. That's what he said. If the government takes care of it, but if it's private sector, they'll bring, let's say, some kind of machines that doesn't need much workers, and that's what they are scared of.
Not that this factory is being courted by outside investors at the moment. Early on, U.S. officials had big privatization ideas, but ran into resistance from Iraqi officials. Michael Fleischer, whose brother Ari was President Bush's spokesman, spent the past 8 months as head of privatization for the U.S. administration of Iraq. Companies like the shoe factory were not high on his agenda.
State-owned enterprises probably constitute 4 to 5% of the workforce and less than 4% of GDP, the non-oil, non-electric state-owned enterprises. And I think that the private sector will move much faster than the state-owned enterprises.
To show what he meant, Fleischer left the tightly guarded green zone with no bodyguards during the tense days ahead of last month's change of government. He drove past a building with metal roll-down doors all along the first floor.
Those garage doors are new, those metal doors. There are big plate glass windows behind that, and behind that are BMWs.
Fleischer stopped the car and pulled out a camera.
No one will believe me without a photo.
On his tour of Baghdad, Fleischer didn't intend to get out of the car for security reasons until he passed a small blue building with the word vanilla written on the outside.
My memory sometimes plays tricks on me, but I think this is pretty much brand new.
After some hesitation, Fleischer gets out of the car, goes in, and finds a charming cake shop with a smiling owner.
This is very nice. Do you do your baking here?
Of course, says 28-year-old owner Hassani Shabibi, and lists the treats for sale today.
This is carrot cake, cheesecake, peach tart, hazelnut tart, apple pie, chocolate mousse, black forest.
Fleischer picks Black Forest, and Shabibi rings up the sale.
Alhambra Hotel is here, and they have a famous pastry shop. Are you in competition with them?
Yes, of course. Yes. Why not?
Why not?
Later, Shabibi explains his wealthy trading family put up $30,000 for the shop. A handful of such families, who managed to survive sanctions and Saddam, are thought to be important investors in Iraq right now. So are former exiles. Shabibi hopes to recoup his family's money in a couple of years, but there are multiple challenges. Many wealthy customers have fled Iraq. He worries about security, and he spends a lot to keep his generator going. Still, Shabibi is optimistic about his chances, but not the country's.
No, I'm not optimistic. For the time being, no. About myself? Yes, but in general, people are suffering. If I make good money and good project, then this is not mean for all the people. This is a private project.
He is considering a second project, opening an Italian restaurant next door to the bakery. Emily Harris, NPR News.